Well, well. So, you're the journalist who's been giving me such irritation lately. Though, I suppose I owe you a bit of gratitude, actually. If you hadn't shown me where I'd been slipping up, someone who actually poses a threat may have discovered me. Oh, really? You're going to expose me, are you? How cute. No offense, sweetie, but you don't exactly seem competent. Sure, you got lucky stumbling upon my little operation, but it didn't take much spying for me to realize that you are much more of a follower than a leader. Hell, you're so unprepared that all I had to do to get you to take the cab that would take you to my house was to get one of my puppets to mess up your car. Why'd I bring you here? Well, because you seemed fun. I haven't acquired any fresh puppets in a while, especially not any as nice and naturally submissive as you. Oh, don't lie to yourself. I've been watching you for weeks. At home, at work. I've seen how your money pays for everything your little girlfriend needs and wants. I've watched as you've bent over backwards to do the simplest things for your female superiors. Trust me. No man gets that excited as you do to do something for a woman, unless it gets him off. And that's just from you giving that kind of obedience to a normal woman. Just imagine how good it would feel to worship me in all my perfection. That's right. You can feel it, can't you, pet? The power I've been imposing on you this whole time. It feels good, doesn't it? My beauty is sapping your strength. My perfect body crumbling your defenses. You have never encountered anything like it, like me. You've heard stories about me from my pets. Of my ability to seduce with a simple gaze, of how I can enslave with nothing but a smile. And the truth is, you were hoping that those stories would be true. You wanted to be mesmerized at the first sight of my face. You wanted to surrender to me. Oh, I'm lying, am I? The thought of giving up hasn't so much as crossed your mind at all, has it? Your imagination hasn't been racing with images of you between my legs or groveling at my feet, begging for forgiveness? Because believe me, I can make those dreams a reality real quick. What was that? Speak up, dear. Well, after everything you've done, you're going to have to ask me. No, beg me to take you. See, that's much better. I told you you'd be a natural at this. Now, come. I want to show you something. Here, this desk is where you'll be working from now on. You will continue to write stories for your silly little newspaper, But from now on, all them must go through me first. Oh, by the way, you brought your laptop, yes? Are you sure? You don't sound sure. Look at me, pet. Look at my face. Let my beauty take all those silly, foolish thoughts out of your head. Give your mistress the laptop. Good boy. We wouldn't want any stories saved on there jogging your memory, now, would we? And, of course, all money you make will not go to me. But that's okay, isn't it? Good boys don't need money, do they? No. Good boys make money so they can give it to their mistress and please her. And working hard for mistress feels so good, doesn't it? Now, come here so mistress can give you a fresh reward. My, you're very eager, aren't you? Oh, this is going to be very fun.